Now on the Business Breakfast, we're going to take a look at what's happening with the Almaria Central development in Abu Dhabi. That's a massive new shopping complex that's coming together. Ken Himmel is co-managing partner of Gulf Related, the company building that $1 billion development. He joins us in the studio now. Ken, good morning. It's nice to have you here.
Good morning.
Now, I understand that Almaria is now 50% leased. Where does that put you in terms of your leasing schedule?
We expected to be by late summer, early fall, to be at about 50%. So we're pretty close to the schedule that I had hoped for. Once you get the momentum of getting to 50%, that establishes a lot of credibility and a buzz amongst the retail community. They were with us yesterday for our announcements, and the feedback after yesterday has been quite positive. So we're now targeting to be 75% executed lease by year end. And I think by the end of the first quarter next year, the project will get to 85 or 90%.
So who are you targeting for that extra percentage? Is it brands that already have a presence here? Are you going for labels and shops that we don't have?
Well, you know, the process around here in this part of the world, there's always a search for new brands. Every major platform, whether it's Altair or Shaloub or Dubai Holding or MAF, all of the great players, all of the great operators here are constantly looking for new brands. So they're in the United States and they're in Europe constantly. But the base of brands that you want to bring to a shopping center want established, successful brands, brands that you know and that you frequent. And so that's the first test for us is we are delivering for the first time ever anywhere in the Middle East to ground-up department stores. And I say that because as good as Bloomingdale's is, and it's a beautiful store at Dubai Mall, and Saks has never made much of a presence in this part of the world, these two department stores are the first time anyone's ever planned and designed the architecture and the merchandising and the floor plans, designed them inside and out from scratch. And these are over 200,000 square feet each. So that in itself, with Macy's as new to the region, brings a whole new dimension of retailing here.
What does it take to get some of the new names out here? I mean, I could give you a small list of the brands that I would love to see. I'd probably start somewhere around J. Crew and Taylor, Loft, Country Road. I saw this morning, actually, that Chipotle, the Mexican food company, has just hired a big European manager. They're looking at a European push because their US sales are falling off a little bit. Mm. Is it attractive now for these brands to look abroad since we're seeing retail particularly slow down a little bit in the States?
Right. The answer is yes. As a matter of fact, all the names you just mentioned are about to go into the hands of local operators. They're actually on my list. We're holding spaces for them, only waiting to see who they go into from a local platform operator point of view. So they're all going to happen. They're all in play.
Okay, I'm super
American
excited.
American Girl is another one that I think a lot of families here are looking to see. American Girl is about to announce who it's going to hook up with.
Now, I understand that you're also going to be opening 5 months later than originally planned. You're going to be opening August 2018 rather than March 2018. Why is that?
We had a lengthy series of meetings with all of our retailers. We try to be the kind of developer in this area that's very transparent. We work very closely with the retailers. We're very sensitive to their business as well as ours. So we try to be really good partners. And if you think about it for a moment, opening a project in March or April, if you were to just slip 30 days, which is not a difficult thing to see in a project that takes 4 years to complete, that slippage of 30 days puts them into a very bad season, meaning they will have gone through their best spring season. They're now going to go on sale with just about everything that you open with. Not a great way to open a shopping center. So we have what's called blackout dates. We do them by design, and we both agree on them. So that means if you don't open in March or April, you really want to open in August or September.
When you say it's not a great way to open a shopping center, I presume you're looking from the retailer's point of view. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking as a shopper, if I walked into a brand new mall, everything was sort of 25% off, it was all shiny and new, I would be delighted.
Right. You'd be delighted, but the owner of the stores would be pretty disappointed. It's not, it means some of the most important periods of time in the opening of the store and your profitability are immediately, you know, margins are immediately wiped out.
How much price pressure are the retailers you're talking to already under? What are they telling you?
Oh, I think everyone's feeling the pressure. I think one of the interesting things is when one talks comparable sales in retailing, you have to remember that when you're comparing, we usually do it what's called rolling 12 months. So, for instance, you would look at sales from July, or I should say August of 2016 through July of 17. That's the way we look at it. And you look at 1 year versus a prior year. And what's happening is sales are either comping at very low, positive, or negative numbers, but it's off of a base, in most cases, that's extraordinarily high. So it's not that they're not profitable, it's just that they're not comping at the same numbers. They want to see growth, and they're not seeing as much growth.
Do you think this is a new normal? Do you think we just need to adjust our expectations?
For some people, you know what it is? It's a test of the best. Because I can tell you at the Galleria, as an example, I just did this whole analysis going into yesterday's presentation. 50% of my 150 tenants, 50% of them are comping at between 10 and 50% growth, positive growth. And if you look at it tenant by tenant, you can see the tenants that are hot, those that are with it, those that are bringing fresh new product in, those that are marketing themselves well. They're really doing well. You have to work that much harder today to win over the customer.
What are you going to be putting in place in terms of the rules for your tenants when it comes to refreshing the stores themselves? I mean, speaking to retailers here in the UAE, one of the things that I often hear from them is that some of the bigger malls have quite hefty demands when it comes to how often they need to refurbish and keep things fresh. And there's a big cost for retailers. What are you going to be putting in place?
We think it's in the best interest of the shopping center and the restaurants and the retailer to stay on top of what's going on in terms of trends. And look at everything comes back to sales. I mean, I look at every one of my projects around the world. I watch every single month, every tenant, sales for the month, comp sales compared to last year, compared to budget, and that rolling 12 months. If you're not seeing someone positive comp, we start talking to them about why. And part of the answer, in some cases, is built around not staying fresh enough, not bringing fresh merchandising in, not having enough of the best merchandise on hand. Some of it revolves around public relations and events. Now, if you look at what's going on at the Galleria for that relatively small project, you can't believe how much effort we put into events and promotions and keeping it fresh and working with the retailers on platforming to increase sales.
How are your rents going to compare with the other malls that we have in Abu Dhabi and in Dubai? What kind of investment are your retailers going to be making?
The answer in Abu Dhabi is we're going to be more expensive than any other place. And the answer is because if you look at what we're doing, it's the most exciting project ever built in Abu Dhabi. And you don't do that unless you spend the incremental money to make it that way. So we think, you know, we have the most exciting program, the most beautiful design. We've invested heavily in international restaurants. You know, we just announced yesterday La Petite Maison joining Zuma, Koya joining the group. We've got a whole collection of international restaurants, 12 of them opening up at the podium, and we've invested very heavily in that. That draws more people. All of our public spaces will be absolutely the most beautiful of anything built in the UAE. So, you know, there's a price for that. I would say to you, are we extraordinarily more expensive? No, but there's a margin.
Percentage?
I'd say we're probably 10 to 15% more expensive than comparable, but there aren't any comparables, and that's the point.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Ken Himmel, co-managing partner of Golf Related, the company behind the Al Maria Central development happening in Abu Dhabi. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Nice to be with you.